everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 239. That is 239 episodes of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
I won't even say the joke you were talking about before we started, because it's, we'll save that for the next episode.
Which one? Not even, oh, yes, 239. We have plans. 240 is like a round number,
it's
right?
Nice round number, yeah. Nice and easy, nice
250
incremental.
Will be a nice milestone, too, after 200.
We have to plan
it's like a full year almost more than a year after show 200.
That's insane.
If you haven't seen show 200, it was the 200 spectacular. We gave you some behind the scenes. Yeah. We showed you a little bit of camera. Campus, brought you over to all sorts of different offices. Check that out if you haven't seen it before. Last week, we asked you, we talked about the band being updated with a keyboard, right. All sorts of stuff.
The new SDK capabilities.
Yeah.
What kind of functionality would you want to bring to the band?
And we got lots of comments on
this.
So Raring Coder says, have the band control whether the Xbox comes on or not, depending on how much exercise it records you doing for the day, week, etc.
So like a points-based system
to say,
you worked out enough, you deserve to sit your butt on the couch and play some games.
So earning your relaxation time via exercise. I
like that.
I definitely see that being useful.
I like that.
Because I've definitely cheated on that a few times. Like, I want to exercise after work, and then you get home, and those couches are so comfy.
That could work. John Vizio MVP is talking about a possible emulator for the band, because
development
if you don't obviously
one
have
now.
One right now, it makes it a little bit difficult to develop for it, which is very interesting, very good. You know, it's one of those things. I still don't have one. I just haven't gotten around to getting
one. Like I said, there's too many things competing for my wrist right now. I haven't decided on what I want. He also notes, in Formula E, are the restrictions on the length of the extension cords?
Can you imagine this ginormous pulley above the circuit?
It
would only work in NASCAR where they just go in a big circle.
Well, I was going to say, it'd be kind of like the buses that run here along the cables.
Yeah, and the cables.
Have those going around. It'd
be really hard to pass, though.
Yeah.
And then what is going on with this whole diatribe of stuff?
Mr. Goff says ping, ping, ping.
Okay.
And Mr. Duncan says pong, pong, pong. So these are some of our Channel 9 devs.
And they're using our show to test something.
But you know what? They also contributed. So
okay.
Duncan Ma says, way back when I was doing a heart rate related video for On10 was Channel 9's sister site.
Oh, yeah.
There was also an 8.
I remember On10. That was the, it's like just fun stuff?
I think it was more
consumer-oriented stuff.
Back before Channel 9 was only developers.
Yeah,
that was it. And now, as you can probably tell, we are consumer. We are enterprise IT developer.
Yep.
IT whatever you are. Server huggers.
And cloud affectionate.
We are all inclusive in technology lovers.
Yes,
is what we are. That's how I like to say. Way back when I was doing for On10, I saw a heart rate monitor that was also a universal TV remote, and it would turn the volume down and down if you weren't getting your goal heart rate. So I guess this is for people who like. Are on the treadmill while they're watching television and they start slacking off, it would just
make
start
it so you have to work it harder.
And he follows up in saying that the new location is pumpupthevolumeapp.com, which I think is a great name.
Yes.
So yeah, you gotta get pumped and get your volume up, otherwise you're gonna have to watch, you know, The View or whatever Duncan watches on the treadmill, you know, on mute.
MT Live is coming up with an interesting one as far as a consciousness monitor or conscious monitor for the heart rate capabilities for the band. Basically identifying whether or not any of the wearers of the band in your circle of friends happens to be a little bit drowsy or may have consumed a few too many adult beverages.
Very interesting. I don't know how much information I want my circle of friends knowing about my current state.
Yes. Navigation directions,
to
give you little arrows that point you in the right direction is another option, but you'd be sitting there staring at your wrist the entire time as you're trying to walk around.
Yeah, it'd be better than just not knowing where you're going, I guess.
Yeah, it could work.
Good comments, everyone. Glad to see the nine guys contributing as well.
Yeah.
Let's get to the show. Mobile World Congress is going on right now, and we have some mobile announcements, namely two phones by the name of 640 and the 640 XL.
I like our numbering scheme. It's making sense.
It took a little while for me to get used to.
Yeah, it's getting used to it.
It's like the opposite of the NVIDIA numbering scheme where the second digit is the most significant and the first digit is your generation. Yeah. And it took me years before I realized that. I probably should have gotten it sooner.
And I like how they're actually putting like XL for extra large behind them now.
I was going to say, the XL stands for extra large, so it's nothing kind of cryptic or anything. It is a phablet. So is there a second phablet, I'll say, in the family of Lumia phones?
I mean, the obvious biggest one that was out there that's very, very popular is the 1520.
Right.
And so they came out with a mid-range version, I guess you would
say,
to scale back a little bit.
Right, so this is a less expensive version, and it has some, it's actually slightly different. So it's smaller, lighter than the 1520, a little bit thicker, with a 720p screen.
Yep.
So you've got a decent resolution on there.
1280 by 720, you believe, yeah.
At a pretty affordable model. So I don't know, over here they have the prices in euros. I don't know the actual availability country-wise.
Right.
But the price for the 640 XL will be 189 euros for 3G and 219 for an LTE model. That is 211 and $245 respectively in US currency.
Yep. It's, I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, the spec-wise on the individual things, you can see they've taken it down a couple of notches as far as making it more affordable, as far as hardware is concerned. They're using a Snapdragon 400 processor. They've got a gig of RAM on the box, and they've got some flash storage on there as well with a micro SD slot you can actually use.
So, I love the expandable storage on that. That's a fantastic feature that a lot of phones don't have nowadays still. They also both come with 1 year of Office 365 subscriptions,
So
which means you're getting like endless data in OneDrive, you're getting Office for five machines, both Mac and PC, and access to all the advanced features on like your iPad version of Office and all that. So there's a ton of value there actually that you get just from buying the phone as well, which is kind of a nice way to get in.
So if you're looking for a larger form factor that is in the Windows phone platform, maybe the 640 XL is for you.
A new month brings us new updates to Xbox One. This monthly cadence is awesome.
I love it.
I love getting new features all the time.
The power of software.
This one, I like that they also theme them. This one seems to be themed around screenshots. Yeah. So screenshots were a much requested feature. We've always allowed you to record video clips and share them.
And they get recorded automatically, potentially, based on the types
during
of
your
doing.
Magic moments in certain games. And they're all managed in the Upload app. Well, and you can now take screenshots via the Xbox Take a Screenshot. Sorry if you're watching this on your Xbox.
Xbox, turn off.
No. You see, there was a guy who had that gamer tag and started running around like Call of Duty. It was hilarious, actually. So you manage your screenshots in the Upload app. You can say the command, or you can double tap the Xbox button just like you would to go into snap mode.
Oh, yeah.
You can now do that and hit Y, take a screenshot.
It added some additional things as far as your friends with regards to sharing with friends, with regards to being able to have suggested friends, sharing your names as well.
Yeah, sharing your real name. You can like go and select individual friends or all your friends or friends of friends or all of Xbox now. Your gamer tag is still your primary thing that people find you by, but you can share that. I found it useful because there's people who I added years ago who I forgot what their gamer tag was, and they just added their real name, and I was like, oh, I talk to them on a daily basis.
That's
I forgot
Bob.
Their gamer
Thanks,
tag.
Bob. And then one, I didn't even know this was an issue, being able to report spam in your Xbox messages.
I don't get a lot of spam.
I was about to say, I didn't even know they had spam. That's an interesting attack vector.
I'm sure Larry, Major Nelson, gets
a lot of spam. Maybe
more
you
than
put
us.
That request in.
Right, yeah.
Maybe you put that request in.
You can also adjust your tile transparency, so you can get your nice background popping up through your tiles.
And then finally, Xbox One console, or game, what's it called?
One Guide,
thank you. One Guide's available for Australia.
And the digital TV tuner.
Yes.
So both are available to you, so you can use your Xbox as your set-top box.
You got it.
Which is fantastic.
Go out and check that update. Go in the settings and say check for updates, do you believe?
We got two games for you. One just released, one just announced.
Can we do the announced one first?
Sure.
Because I'm excited about this. I'm a percussionist / drummer. And I happen to own every single instrument possible for rock bands, all the different titles. And I've been wondering, why don't they have one for Xbox One? And they announced today via a nice little video, and it's actually quite a nice little video talking about the Harmonix and the other guys, Mad Cats, who are partnering up to be able to put this on, that Rock Band 4 is coming in 2015 for the next generation consoles of Xbox One.
Apparently, your old plastic is going to work.
Did they confirm that, or they just talked about it? That's the thing. They're sensitive to the fact that that people want to use their instruments and want to use their downloaded content. So,
yes,
it's interesting. I don't know if they've confirmed it.
They say players will be able to draw from the 2,000 plus songs available as as downloadable content in the Rock Band Music Store. 2,000 songs.
I know.
Do you remember when like Guitar Hero and Rock Band first started, and there were like 30?
Yeah.
And then every time a pack came out, you rushed to the store down, and you're like, yes, I don't even like them, but I'll play it because I want new content. 2,000 songs now. That's
a long time of
content.
It's the ultimate geeky party game, right? To get together and be able to do this.
Yeah, I thought it was tons of fun, and it brought back what I think these past couple generations have lost, which is the local party. Don't get me wrong, I moved across the country to come work here, so I love playing online with my friends back home. It's how I stay connected to a lot of them. But man, there's nothing like being in the same room with four people jamming out to a song. Also, you look over, you see your drummer sweating because it's coming up on that part, that Iron Maiden or whatever.
Where you're going to fail. I'm going down. Someone save me. Quick.
Very excited. Our friends at Harmonix, if you want us to do a preview, just send over a copy. We'll be happy to.
Oh, yes. Let's see if we can work that out.
We'll do a lot. We'll do a video of our, why not?
Anyway, you can sign up over at the Harmonix website, so the official Rock Band website, if you want to be notified about when it becomes available, more information. And if you happen to be attending PAX East, I do believe that they're at least going to be able to acquire an instrument, I do believe, that's a special Premier Arcade version, if you happen to go. So
I'm not going to be able to make it. It's this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Or last weekend if you're watching this.
But also, you were telling me about this other game.
Scream Ride.
I heard about it, but I'm like, what?
I heard very little about it. I had heard about it, but didn't follow it too much. I got a chance to play it, and it is fantastic, just fun.
Yeah.
There are three modes to the game. It is based around roller coasters. The first mode is you control the riders, and you can gain boost by like hitting a button on certain parts of the track. You can use your boost whenever you'd like, and you lean in and out of turns. Now you gain points from hitting top speeds, top lateral Gs, and from having your car ride on two wheels on the track.
Yep.
So you kind of want to go as fast and hard as you can,
without
ejecting your riders.
Now you're saying that this is not a Kinect-based game.
No,
this is
on your
controller. Console joystick thing. And includes editor mode for making tracks.
So the other two modes, one is a destruction mode where you get to catapult the carts towards buildings, which just looks like a mini game. It's a lot of fun though. And then the third one, you get to construct the track and then you run carts over it. And then you don't get to control the cart during that. So you need to make sure you manage your track correctly. Yep. Otherwise, you will eject riders, which subtracts points.
Nice.
Doesn't make you fail. definitely subtracts points from you. So
nice.
I played it for probably 2 hours. I played through each of the modes, like the tutorials for each. I was having so much fun riding the coasters. And there's different points of view. You can do different cameras.
Yeah,
you can go in like the front of the cart, back of the cart. It was a lot of fun. It was surprising to me. A nice little sleeper for me. So that is out, available now on Xbox One. Go and check it out.
You have me intrigued, man. I think I gotta go pick that up.
You can try it out. Or you come over to the CUC. They've got demo stations.
The Twitters are all a chatter right now. They're lit up mainly because there was a availability that was just posted this morning, which to you watching this was like last week.
Last week.
Of Office Preview 2016 for Mac is now available.
2015 just started.
2015 just started, but the preview is
available. 2016 is already being previewed.
It's the
you know,
future. It's currently slated for official release in the second half of 2015. But you can go with your Mac and go off and download it now and give it a try. Things like integration with OneDrive for being able to store your documents, nice ribbon technologies, experience as far as catching up with the functionality that exists with the existing PC versions is out there as well. And it's unmistakably designed for the Macintosh as far as the way it looks and feels.
I like native apps. Native apps that look and feel like the platform they're on. It gives you continuity across everything. That's very nice.
So, you know, you got your good old traditional ones of Word, Excel, PowerPoint. You've also got OneNote and Outlook as well. It's all available as part of that package.
Awesome. Thanks for watching episode 239 of Ping. That is 239 episodes
in the can.
It's funny, we went from the Microsoft Band to Rock Band.
I know. I was hoping we could transition that so they were like right next to each other. Maybe they'll do that in editing. I don't know. But
putting the band back together.
A we absolutely have to do our question of the week. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's make sure everyone knows how to reply to us in the question of the week. There are many ways. We love talking to you, and we love hearing from you, so we can continue this whole conversation on Twitter at hashtag Bing Show. Our individual tweeters are at Mark DeFalco.
And at RicksterCDN. And hey, if you know anyone, have them follow this guy, would you? He's looking to bump up his follower numbers. So we're having a little,
I have a consistent
1% increase
in followers. It's just a small amount. You're reaching a milestone soon.
I'm hitting a milestone. I'm hitting 7,500. But, we got to get you up. We got to get you up there, man.
I need to tweet more as well. I've been trying to tweet out some of this stuff as well. You can also comment in the comments right below us.
Down below us. And don't forget also, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/The
Ping Show.
The
Facebook. facebook.com/The Ping Show.
The Ping Show. You got it. Here we go. We're getting there.
Why don't you do the address? Because I'm not going to do that.
If you want to get one of these little line guys, and hey, maybe even a special signed one, because I know there's one sitting outside that no one wants to pick up. You can send us some snail mail at The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20,
20.
1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052. Question of the week.
Let's do it. Rock band making a comeback.
You know, bringing the band back together.
You said you were a percussionist?
Yes.
I did mainly guitar and bass. I actually very much liked bass when it came out. I have one of the basses that has a split, not fret, but split like trigger thing, so you can play upstroke with just two fingers.
Very nice.
Real authentic. It's the most bass I've ever played. I've played real guitar, I've never played real bass.
So we're going to have the question pretty simply is, what is your instrument of choice and what is your accompanying best downloadable content / song that you would play? So mine would be, obviously, the drum kit. I bought the extended version of the drum kit with the extra symbols and everything else.
Nice.
And the MIDI box to plug it into the MIDI interface. And my song of choice was Tom Sawyer, mainly because of the Rush connection.
So Canadian. My go-to is actually Reptilia by The Strokes. And not even, I don't even normally listen to them anyway. It was just a really fun song to play on everything. It was one of the songs that I would sing.
Yep.
And then obviously guitar and bass as well. So did that quite a lot. I'm excited. I never did the keyboard. I kind of fell out before that.
No, yeah, we didn't. I didn't get the keyboard either. But obviously, the Beatles version wasn't all exciting for me. I loved the Beatles and all the different memorabilia about it. But the drums, Ringo, was just so boring.
They were before my time.
Yeah. I don't know. Let us know in the comment section down below what your favorite instrument and downloadable song was that you wanted to play. And with that, let's wrap it up.
See you next time.